BBC, Holby City, starring James Anderson as Oliver, Rosie Marcel as Jack, Bob Barrett as Sasha, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy. Awarded by Matthew Barry. Previously.
Zahira was telling me about this new research award. Fancy working alongside me?
I've sweated my guts out over this.
Buying her coffees and giving her footlocks.
No, this is proper research.
Wow, this must have taken all night.
And some of this morning, plus way too much coffee. I really want to make a go of this.
Well, since you're enjoying it so much, can I have the second part by the end of the day?
You don't want any of these losers to try to stick their tongues down our throats.
No.
Oh, my God. I made a complete fool of myself again, haven't I?
I think I'm in love with you.
A man's hand removes a suit holder and a pair of shiny black patent leather shoes from a locker. The suit holder's hung on a hook by its strap and unzipped. A crisp white dress shirt is buttoned up. Jack's using defib paddles on a patient.
Charge 200. Clear.
The bearded male patient's body jolts.
Charge 200. Clear.
In the locker room, the black shoes replace a pair of trainers, and a bleeper goes unnoticed. Jack manages to resuscitate her patient.
Good. Where is Dr. Valentine?
Standing in front of a mirror, Oliver buttons up a dinner jacket, a bow tie hanging loosely around his neck. He studies his reflection approvingly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a real honour to be nominated for such an esteemed...
Dr. Valentine, where is your pager?
Just dealing with a patient.
Really? And how is the man in the mirror?
Just checking himself fit. Never look good in a DJ. Should be fun, though, eh?
What should?
Tonight.
What's tonight?
The awards ceremony.
You're going?
Why wouldn't I? It's our award. It's our joint research.
Right.
How are you getting there? Do you want to share a cab or something?
The thing is, I'm in this robotics workshop all day, so I'm going to need you to absorb some of my workload before you can let your hair down, Cinderella.
Okay, that's cool. Bring it on.
First, I'll need you to clock in all new admissions and then assess my electives as and when they come in.
Done.
Complete my discharge summaries.
Okay.
And then help Mr. Hope with his summaries and patient list.
Oliver's smile fades.
Oh, you're serious? Okay, nothing I can't handle. It's just...
What?
Consider it done.
Jack turns to leave.
Oh, and Dr. Valentine, your fly is undone.
A remote-controlled helicopter.
Leave your wife requesting collab. Yes, permission to land. Okay, over. Roger that, Alpha. Leave one has returned to base.
Aren't you a bit old for toys?
Well, it's not exactly a toy, is it? Slinky. That's a toy. This is...
Sasha Levy trying to hold on to his bachelor days.
Hi.
I thought the whole point of bringing in all this stuff was to donate it to the charity sale, not to play Just William in the car park.
Just William was first published in 1922, so I don't think he'd have been playing with the remote control helicopter. It was a quip, a humorous quip. I'll leave it.
The estate agent just emailed this over. They want our mortgage agreement by the end of the day.
Oh, OK.
Otherwise, they're going to put the house back on the market.
I'm on it. OK, I promise. Wow, this is really happening, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. New house, new start. And what we definitely don't need...
is a remote-controlled helicopter.
You're learning quickly.
Good, thank you.
And this can go to the dump.
An old reclining armchair Luke's been sitting in.
I know exactly what you're thinking, for change. But there's no thumb I would rather be under.
The cost of the house or the GDP of a small African country?
Well, fortunately, I had the foresight to join a private pension scheme when I was 25. I'm withdrawing a lump sum prematurely, so to speak.
Well, money can buy you a lovely-looking dog, not the wag of its tail.
Oh, come on, you're not throwing this away, are you? Beautiful.
A banner reads, Heart for a Heart.
Oh, my God. It's the end of the world. Let's hope they pay us early, then.
You know my friend Crazy Amy?
No.
Yes, you do. Crazy Amy. Ever since we were 17, we've had this pact to dine together on Valentine's night after Lou Dickinson played us. Anyway, since then, we've always been together on February 14th, like a sisterhood. But she just called and said, sorry, I've got a date. And I was like, oh, and she was like, sorry, babe. And I was like, it's fine, babe. It totally isn't fine.
Where's he taking her?
Some restaurant in town, no voucher or anything. Actually, maybe Crazy's done me a favour. I'm 21, I should be dating, not carrying on with stupid teenage pacts. But you haven't got a date. What about Gary from gynecology?
You kidding me? Well, make a new pact then. With whom?
With me.
What's that face for?
Carver and carbs, only girls allowed. Yes?
Fine.
Seriously, if you're going to be this pathetic when we move in together...
Don't look now.
Oh, my God. Be a bit more obvious. Oi! Where are you going?
Outside.
It's Valentine's Day, and your name is Oliver Valentine. Random.
Actually, if you think about it, it's not that random, given that it happens every year, same date, and my surname's almost certainly never going to change.
Who's the lucky girl?
No, this is a self-tied bow tie for the awards. Forgot I couldn't tie my own.
Awards?
Oh, Ms. Naylor and I have been nominated for our therapeutic hypothermia research.
Ah, so it's like the Oscars for medicine.
You are kidding me.
Dr. Valentine, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Well, perhaps I didn't make myself clear earlier that work needs to be done before you get to go anywhere.
Wow, it sounds fun. I've not been to an awards since I was in Brownies. I didn't win anything, but I'm out actively despising him.
There's something keeping you, Dr. Valentine.
Do you think Ollie, Dr. Valentine, is taking a date to the awards?
I'm sure he could wrangle another ticket if the right lady came along.
Oh, I'm sure he's already got someone in mind.
Oh, come on, where's your fight? I've seen the way he looks at you.
Sasha's on his mobile.
Clearly states 20 years. I've got it here in black and white. Well, I don't think you understand. I'm in the process of purchasing a house.
Spotting Chrissy, Sasha quickly ducks out of sight.
As I've already explained, I wasn't even notified. I didn't receive anything. No. Can I speak to your manager, please?
Lynn Thomas. I'm Mr. Griffin. How are you feeling?
Fine, thank you.
If you're fine, why are we here?
And I keep throwing up, and I've got this weird acid taste in my mouth that never goes away. And it hurts here.
Any change of diet lately?
No, but I have lost a bit of weight recently.
OK. Lie down for me. I'll just take a look at your stomach, top up.
A smiling Chantelle appears at the bedside with a hospital gown.
That's tender.
Yeah, a bit.
Mm-hmm. And lean forward for me. How's the pain now?
Oh, a bit more.
OK, I'm going to order...
A chest x-ray. FBCs. Why not chuck in some LFTs, U's, E's and some blood cultures? Keep us here that little bit longer. That'd be great.
What Mark's trying to say is that...
This is our sixth time in hospital this year. We've already been waiting hours. Can't you just... Look at the history, give him something to make him feel better, and let us go.
Well, I'm afraid it doesn't really...
Trust me. Better men than you have tried and failed to find anything wrong with him.
Mark, he's just doing his job.
Rick chooses to ignore Mark.
Nurse Lane will take you down for an x-ray as soon as there's a free slot.
Pop this on. Promise it won't look.
And just to let you know, the computers are down at the moment. So it might take a little longer than normal.
Oliver catches up with Jack.
Ah, there you are. Discharge summaries and elective assessments are done, signed, sealed, delivered. They're yours.
I'm presuming you know how to file them.
Sorry, Ms. Naylor, quick thought. Would you be amenable to join me in the boardroom, a veritable assault of experience on the little blighters?
You, double espresso macchiato and a berry bar, the change is yours. I am in a robotics workshop for European doctors with bad breath and wandering hands all day. And that means all day.
Right. Mr. Hope, your discharge papers are on your desk. They just need to be signed. Are you going to go there now or...
Sir, Oliver, how are you?
Sorry?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. I seem to remember last year there were remarks, jokes, really, directed at you and your sister, the Valentine siblings. I just thought you'll be OK.
Of course. Oh, you don't think...
Not at all. Discharge summaries are done. Miss Salama needs to repeat bloods
and
X-ray.
I was reading through your therapeutic hypothermia research last night. It really is very impressive. I know that Henny would have been very proud of you.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind me going off like this.
Mr. Hope, the awards do start at 7:30 tonight.
Tell me, Oliver, you're a young gun. How does one relate? How do I engage with the kids on their level and give a knockout presentation?
What is it you want to do exactly?
It's for the Llewellyn Foundation. It's a trial scheme to encourage underprivileged kids into medicine.
Well, I'd stop using the phrase young gun for a start.
Yes, yes, good advice. Very good advice.
Why don't we come to your office? I can give you my thoughts and you can sign the discharge papers.
No such luck, I'm afraid. We've just had a transfer from AAU. Peter Parker. Ms. Naylor revived him this morning.
Ah, you're here. Good. 24-year-old male. Extreme blunt trauma to the abdomen. Irregular heart rhythm was spotted following deterioration into VF. Suspected valve incompetence. Amiodarone administered in order to stabilise.
Right. Thank you. Sorry, which department are you from?
Yeah, which department are you from?
I'm Dr. Parker. Dr. Alice Parker.
Alice, give it a rest. She's my sister.
I know I heart Kurt too with his cute hair and his big mouth. Have you seen all the new season?
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't tell me, I don't want to know what happens. So, when you two are like lawyers, do you get to wear like one of those wigs?
No, only barristers and judges wear wigs.
Oh.
Okay. The results that we've had back so far indicate that your liver function and urea and electrolytes are normal. The blood culture is negative.
So there's nothing wrong with him, then?
However, your blood count does show that you're slightly anemic, which is probably secondary to an underlying problem, so we really need to wait for that X-ray.
Do you know how long this X-ray is going to take? Hello? Am I talking to myself here?
Your friend is ill, and until he's had the X-ray, he's not going anywhere.
My friend? Leave it. Flynn isn't my friend. If you've got a problem with that, then I guess we need another doctor.
I assure you there's no problem.
Mr. Griffin didn't mean anything by that.
Can you chase up the X-ray, please?
Finn looks embarrassed.
Mr. Griffin.
Mark goes after Rick.
I'm sorry. That was really rude of me.
No need for an apology. We'll get there as fast as we can.
We've got a dinner tonight with the partners from APB. They're like one of the biggest magic circle firms.
I'm not sure that I follow.
If we can name drop the partners into our training contract applications, it will be a massive advantage.
Perhaps you should think about rearranging.
We can't. It's sort of how it works. It's got nothing to do with what you know. It's who you know. Completely who you know.
I'm sorry. There's really nothing I can do.
Thank you for your time.
Mark returns to Flynn's bedside.
We arrange for Flynn to have 30 milligrams of lansoprazole and also some cyclozine, please.
Is there anything we can do to speed things up? Anything I can do?
Well, if you can get the Keller server back up and running, then yes.
That's so cute.
That's your clinical diagnosis, is it?
Eddie to Sasha.
But it's your pension. I mean, why can't you take it out? That's not fair.
Well, that was my line of argument, but apparently they've changed the terms. You've got to be in the scheme for 25 years, not 20, before you can withdraw anything.
So how did you not know that?
That's something I'm eager to not dwell on.
AAU.
I can't get used to this. It's absolutely enormous, isn't it? It's twice the size.
So what are you going to do?
Well, apart from break Chris's heart, lose the house, ruin her life? I've absolutely no idea.
Well, Mr. Levy, this might just be your lucky day. Guess who's back? She once admitted herself 3 times in 1 week for a fungal nail infection.
No idea. Another?
Well, this is going to completely give it away, but she would very much like to leave you with a little something-something when she passes.
Oh, no way. I'm not dealing with Jean Summers, not today.
Oh, come on. It's not like she's the only crazy rich old woman that's promised you a place in her will. Maybe it's all that natural geriatric magnetism. I mean, besides, if you bump her off, you could have our 2 new houses.
Can we just call so I can get a transfer?
Let's go.
Sasha sighs.
Right, what is it this time? Hiccups, split ends, chapped lips.
Actually, she collapsed while she was out shopping and she hasn't regained consciousness yet.
Oh. Any next of kin?
Not in the file.
A tattoo on Jean's arm.
Who's Terry?
Eddie shrugs.
Do you really think Oliver's looking for a girlfriend?
I don't know. I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I'm just playing it cool. See what happens.
You're 21. You're giving him a Valentine's card.
Bubs, that ain't playing it cool.
It's simply a gentle reminder that I'm alive and willing to be his plus one. That's all.
You're gonna embarrass yourself. Okay. If you're gonna get him a card, get him a congratulations card. Please don't give him a Valentine's card. I'm begging you.
Fine.
Just lean forward for me.
Oliver's examining Peter.
That's it.
He glances at Alice, who looks on dispassionately.
And back.
Your left leg in, your left leg out.
Sorry?
Ignore him.
Oh, yeah, ignore me. I only died once today.
Actually, your heart never stopped and you weren't dead.
Don't ruin my story.
Can I have my ID back, please?
As Mr. Hope explained, it'll be returned to you when your brother's discharged. Right. Let's get you hooked up to an ECG machine and find out what's going on.
Peter can tell you exactly what's going on. And that's the response you get. He's very good at turning his back. Lots of practice.
Am I missing something here?
2 years ago, he was emaciated. Heroin chic, I believe it's called. Although, coke was the drug of choice back then. Top of your class, were you? He is on something. Anabolic steroids?
Are you being serious?
No, it's one of my funnier jokes. Are we keeping you?
If there's something you're not telling us, you're putting your health at serious risk. Yes. If you're using any drugs, it's something we need to know about.
I haven't.
He's a very accomplished liar.
I haven't taken anything for months.
Not the youth, no. How is London?
Can you tell her to go, please?
I'm not going anywhere.
Let me get the ECG machine.
Oliver heads off. In AAU...
Any luck tracking down the elusive Terry?
No, nothing yet. I just got her ready to go down to CT.
Oh, great. Levy, I need a favour. I need you to keep an eye on my list today.
Sure.
I have a 74-year-old woman waiting for me in reception.
It's a bit old for you.
It's a very quick wait, Nurse McKee. Anyway, she hasn't found a finer pair of hands to smooth her out ever since I gave up the Tuesday morning Botox clinic. And after today, I am referring her on.
Ah, the pinnacle of every surgeon's career, the Tuesday morning Botox clinic.
Well, it's a shame that you weren't there. I do offer a very generous staff discount. Excuse me.
Do you know what? We really need a next of kin here.
Oliver tears off a printout from an ECG machine and studies the results.
What is it?
Atrial fibrillation.
Sounds like a character from Star Trek.
It simply confirms what we initially suspected, a heart murmur. However, we may also be looking at right ventricular hypertrophy, which means the heart muscles become enlarged, which may be...
May be indicative of a damaged valve due to the endocarditis, a result of intravenous drug use.
I used to watch Star Trek, she used to watch ER, can you tell?
Let's not jump to any conclusions. I want to follow up with an echo.
I want to follow up with an echo. Ooh.
Very good. It simply shows us whether or not there's any damage to the valve.
So it turns out drugs do have consequences.
We don't know what has caused the damage, if indeed there is any damage to your valve.
But it would require surgery.
If that is the case, we will book Peter in for a theatre slot tomorrow morning.
I'd like to scrub in.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Can I speak to Mr. Hope?
Not possible.
Could you make him available, please? I'd really like to scrub in.
Alice,
Dr. Valentine, I'd very much appreciate it if you didn't patronise me.
I'm not patronising you. Are you expecting visitors?
No.
You'll be here for some time. Some company may do you good. Friends. Family. Your parents.
Our parents are dead.
I'm very sorry.
Flaky.
Shan, you're a nurse.
I know. You are too.
No, you're a nurse. Oliver's a doctor.
And for someone who's super observant, you'll have noticed doctors and nurses get together all the time, right?
Okay. What's the name of that tub that you wash in?
A sink.
No. You fill it with water, sit in it, rubber duck.
A bath.
Exactly. In Oliver's world, it's bath. My point is, doctors like him see nurses like you as colleagues, not as equals.
You've been watching Downton Abbey again.
You're from two completely different worlds, Shan.
It's like somebody from Cardiff and somebody from Port Talbot. They don't mix. Not ever.
Oliver's on his mobile.
No, I ordered a ready-tied bow tie. You sent a self-tie.
Yes, of course, I checked it when it arrived, but the guy had gone.
Well, that's not my fault. Because he was driving away.
Peter appears to be struggling for breath.
Peter? Some help, please. We need a doctor now.
A nurse places an oxygen mask over his mouth.
Yes, I did order it before 1 o'clock, but you sent the wrong one, so it's not my fault. Forget it.
Alice stands watching a flurry of activity around Peter's bed. Then, as two nurses rush out and a third is distracted on a phone, Alice grabs a needle from a tray. She's about to jab it in Peter's chest when a hand grabs hers.
Tell me you weren't seriously going to do that.
Oliver takes the needle from her and Alice backs away.
You said the problem was with his heart. Why is this happening?
Oliver inserts a chest drain and Peter starts to breathe easier.
Bah.
The rain in Spain stays. Oh, hiya. Can I have a milky tea with 3 sugars, please? Oh, and a chicken focaccia.
It's pronounced focaccia.
Michael's behind Chantelle at the coffee bar. She walks off.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. Hey, what about your focaccia?
Any luck with Terry?
No, not yet.
Any other relatives?
No, but Edie are going to send her the handbag that she had with her when she collapsed. I mean, hopefully there's going to be something in there because there's no record in the system.
Right, well, let me know what happens. And can you get it back from CT as soon as possible, please? Chrissy, hang on a second.
Daniel has been accepted into the nursery.
Oh.
I've got a meeting with the school next week to talk about admissions. It's such a great feeder school for the secondary schools, too. We couldn't be in a better catchment area.
Oh, yay.
Chrissy heads off happily.
Go up here, Levy.
Did you always want to be a nurse?
Or a vet, ever since I was a little girl.
Must be nice doing what you want.
You're a student. You should be doing what you want 24/7. You do want to be a lawyer, yeah?
It's not that simple, is it?
Ms. Lane, the systems are back up and running. I need results for Mr. Rigby, Mr. Davis and Ms. Irene half an hour ago. Where's Nurse Jones?
She was chasing up the x-ray results.
I'm going to need bloods from bed one.
I'll call down for her. Sorry.
Don't matter. I was just saying, when we got to uni, I thought it'd be different. I thought the fight was over. But he got worse. Everything got worse.
Who did? Who got worse?
Don't matter.
Okay, don't worry about that. Just sit down and take deep breaths for me. Deep breaths. Try and relax.
Flynn, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You're okay. Breathe. Look at me. Deep breaths. In and out. That's it. Nice and calm. That's better.
Mark kisses Flynn's forehead.
You get used to it after a while.
This has happened before.
Mark slips an oxygen mask over Flynn's mouth, then shoots Chantelle a conscience-stricken smile. Sasha spots Luke carrying his remote-controlled helicopter.
Excuse me, where'd you get that from?
I bought it.
Why?
Well, I like to take things apart, put them back together again.
No way. No, sorry.
Sasha takes it off him.
You owe me £10.
Flakes, where are you? I can't keep covering for you.
Oliver's heading down a corridor.
Dr. Valentine, are you busy?
Yes.
It's just Chantelle, Nurse Lane. Well, not all the time. But sometimes she gets a bit carried away. Like last week when we were looking for flats.
I'm sorry, I really need to concentrate on this.
But she's sweet too.
She's really sweet.
Chantelle sees her touch Oliver's arm.
Oh, Mr. Hanson. Quick question, if I may.
Hanson spins round.
I have a patient displaying a right ventricular hypertrophy and there seems to be an abnormality on the RVOT.
Now, your patient?
Not exactly.
Whose patient?
Mr. Hope's patient.
And the question?
Not really a question, actually. Well, per se, it's more of a...
The reports I've been hearing of you of late have been very complimentary, but I can't help thinking that perhaps they've failed to convey your lack of clarity.
Reports?
Don't let us down, Dr. Valentine.
He strides off.
Do you think he was stretched as a child? What does he mean, don't let us down? Do you think he's talking about the awards? Oh, well, do you need me to do anything?
Sasha's surreptitiously reclaiming some of his belongings from a stall in reception.
So now you're stealing from kids with cancer.
It's my stuff.
New lows, Levy. New lows.
I promise to make a donation to the cancer fund, okay?
He hands over some cash to the young stallholder.
Here you go. Not a word to Sister Williams. Okay. Could have been the delayed effect of extubation.
Change of pressure in the lungs leading to a spontaneous pneumothorax. Mm.
Though we can't rule out a pulmonary abscess.
We can. The X-ray was clear. Sorry, could you find a consultant to replace me in the boardroom, please? Okay. Thank you. What else?
The echo showed severe tricuspid valve regurgitation. We booked him in for theatre tomorrow morning.
No, I would want to replace the valve as soon as possible.
His sister is suggesting that he's using steroids.
Hearing results?
No record of any drug abuse.
Right, so what are you suggesting?
Full head and chest MRI before we operate. Given the pneumothorax, I think it's very important that we err on the side of caution.
If time are on our side, perhaps, but the blood cultures suggest an infection.
Yes,
do they
but
not?
It's...
Look, what's the holdup? Can't we just run a tox screen?
The urine tests have discounted any drug abuse.
Guys, it'd be great if you could all stop talking about me like I wasn't even here. Look, no track marks, no drugs. Shock horror.
No one is accusing you of anything. Far from it. Right, what we need to do is to replace the valve in your heart, and then we'll deal with any other symptoms you may be experiencing. We'll be taking you to theatre shortly. Okay. Dr. Valentine, I'd like you to assist, if you don't mind. You're involved with the case, and it's good for patient continuity. Problem? The awards?
If I go into theatre, I'll most likely miss them.
Then it's not every day that an award is bestowed upon one, is it?
I'm sorry. Can I page someone else for
no,
you?
No, that's fine. I'll manage.
Thank you.
Elliot stands for a moment watching Oliver head off before entering an office. Mark goes over to Chantelle, who's tapping at a computer at the nurse's station.
Did you manage to speak to that doctor yet?
We need to wait for Mr. Griffin to take a look at the x-rays.
But they've been sent back.
I'm not too sure, I'm afraid. I'm sure Mr. Griffin won't be too long.
A nurse dumps some files on the desk as Chantelle disappears onto the ward. Mark sees that Flynn's file is amongst them, with a slip of paper that reads, "Follow up with endoscopy." He hastily slides the paper into another file, from which he removes a sticky note with "All clear" written on it, and attaches that to Flynn's file. He slips away just as Rick comes to collect the files. Now back at Flynn's bedside, Mark eyes Rick shiftily.
Charging 200. Okay, stand clear. Charging 360. Stand clear. Charging 360 again. Stand clear. We have output. Right, Steph, I want oxygen and 15-minute obs, please. Thank you.
Jean's eyelids flicker weakly.
Still no next of kin?
No. Oh, what? I didn't find this in her handbag.
The last will and testament of Gene Summers.
Now changed into his DJ, but without a tie, Oliver punches in a number on a desk phone. Alice is fussing around Peter.
Yep, hi, I'd like to order a cab, please. As soon as possible. Yeah, for Dr. Valentine. Thank you.
Alice's phone.
Who is it?
No one. Work.
I wasn't lying. I haven't been taking anything, not for ages.
Yet I look at you and I know you're lying.
There really isn't much left between us, is there? Please go.
Alice gets to her feet, slings her bag over her shoulder and grabs her coat.
I'm in training. I didn't fall off my bike because I was messing around with my mates. I've got a trial for 2012. I'm getting up every morning before work to train, after work at lunchtime. We've got coaches and everything. In my bag, there's a training schedule. Look, if you don't believe me. I mean, I'm not guaranteed to get picked. I probably won't, but...
I need to get some air.
Oh, yeah, you've got good at that.
Excuse me?
Walking away.
I went to be a doctor. I went to make something of my life.
No, you went to make a life without me.
You weren't even at the funeral. I was the one who had to organise everything while you were too busy getting high.
Oh, well, go pick yourself up a blue Peter badge on your way out.
I was the one who had to stand there, alone, while pitying strangers whined. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Angry and upset, Alice storms out. At the nurse's station, Oliver watches her leave and seems compelled to go after her.
Mrs. Spence, HR would like you to speak to a bunch of hoodlums in the boardroom about how medicine is a more lucrative career path than looting.
Do I look like a babysitter to you?
No, you look like the one that sleeps with a babysitter.
You're on fire today.
Is this for the Llewellyn Foundation?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take it from here.
Well, the Llewellyn Foundation. All right, what's that?
It's a youth charity, and I think some of the board are connected to it. I also think whoever shows an interest could probably earn some brand points from that AAU clinical lead.
As I said, I'll take it from here.
Can we please contact Jean Summers' GP and see if they've got an extra kill on their records, please?
Oh, what? Do you really want some long-lost relative turning up to contest the will? That money is yours.
Can we please stop with the ridiculousness?
What? I mean, you saw it. It was there in black and white. She left you everything. OK, fine. So, if she doesn't die and the will isn't valid, I mean, what are you going to do then, Sasha? Sell one of your kidneys?
Why aren't I a consultant? Damn me and my lack of ambition.
Please, you really want to end up like Michael Spence.
Eddie McKee? You're a genius.
What? Where are you going?
In a stairwell.
Hi.
Hi.
I remember when me and my sister were younger, we used to argue all the time. You don't always have to be the strong doctor.
They died last year. RTA. Drunk driver. He left me to bury them. Alone. Where he was too busy, snorting whatever he could find. Please don't let me hold you up.
Oliver cancels an incoming call on his mobile.
I do know what it's like to lose someone close. Don't be left with regrets.
Alice looks thoughtful. Back on Darwin, Peter clutches his chest and his breathing becomes labored again. Grimacing with pain, he tries to reach a call button. Nurses rush to his bedside.
I got the son's number from the GP. I just got off the phone with him.
Oh, Terry?
No, James. They've had no contact in over 10 years. He said she's been drowning in debt for years and the bank are in the process of trying to repossess everything.
Good Lord.
So Jean Summers isn't going to make you rich after all?
Well, it's a good job I have a plan B.
Phoebe, I've emailed you the client list, so just give me a ring if you got any questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe put in a good word with Hanson.
On Sasha's computer.
Botox.
You said, do I want to be more like Michael Spence? The answer is, bizarrely, yes. I am taking over the Tuesday morning Botox surgery.
Oh, come on, Sasha. You can't be that desperate. You're a surgeon. You must have some cash.
Look, believe you me, I don't want to do this any more than I have to. But I'm not letting Chrissy down.
Eddie leaves, and Sasha looks unsure of himself. Mark's on his mobile as Chantelle helps Flynn to get dressed.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just jumping in the car now. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. See you shortly. Okay.
How is Princess Michael of Kent?
What?
Oh, yeah. Just jumping in the car now. Sure.
Oh. Are you okay?
What are you doing?
Perhaps you should go on your own.
What are you talking about? The doctor said you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
I know there's not. I'm just saying, you should go on your own.
Maybe he should get some rest just for tonight.
I'm doing this for you. For us. For a better life. Why are you being so ungrateful? Flynn,
I'm not. Let's go.
Chantelle hands Flynn a document case. Then, with one hand clutching his side, Flynn follows Mark off the ward. Oliver steps out of the locker room to see Jack wearing a full-length crimson evening gown.
You ready, Cinders? Cab's waiting.
What happened?
Got into SVT.
How?
They don't know.
Was the MRI done?
As Peter's rushed past him on a trolley, Oliver looks torn. Chantelle's twisting a bandage round her fingers.
CT results for bed 1, X-ray for 4, and grazie for you. Where have you been? Just tidying the store cupboard. It was a mess. Where were the gays? Been discharged. Results came back all clear. What are you doing? Sister says she wants you to update the drugs chart.
Flaky heads off, and Chantelle continues to concentrate on bandaging her fingers. Elliot's operating on Peter when Oliver bursts into theatre in scrubs.
Good to see you, Dr. Valentine. So you decided not to go to your awards?
I should still be able to make it, just.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Can I please? So you decided not to do the MRI?
I did. Knife, please?
Oliver hands one to him before a scrub nurse gets the chance to.
Do you think it might have prevented this?
Do I think what might have prevented this?
MRI.
Oliver glances at the clock.
Maybe you missed something.
It's just after 25 to 7. Outside.
You all right? Wait there. I'll get the car.
Flynn suddenly sinks to his knees, then keels over in agony. Sasha's performing CPR on Jean.
Adrenaline, please.
You ever seen the film Groundhog Day?
Where's the sun? He should be here by now.
Just in VF.
Charging 360. Stand clear. Come on, Jean, come on. Charging 360 again. Stand clear.
Sasha.
Sasha reluctantly concedes defeat.
Time of death, 1855. Damn it.
Chantelle's moping by her locker.
Have I done something to annoy you? No. What's going on? I don't think you and me moving in together is going to work.
Why? What's happened?
Oliver? Dr. Valentine, that cool, hot doctor that I could never get because I'm just a stupid, dumb, blonde nurse who says bah.
I literally have no idea what you're going on about.
I saw you. You were all over him. And then you lied to me.
You think I fancy Oliver?
I think you're not a very good friend to me, and I don't want to move in with you.
Fine.
As Chantelle comes out of the locker room, Flynn's wheeled past.
What happened?
I need to tell you something.
You need to stay here. Miss Lane?
I did something bad.
Sitting in an empty corridor outside theatre, Alice studies a piece of paper showing Peter's training schedule.
Death.
What am I looking at?
The RVOT. It looks like a lesion. It's not vegetation.
Could be benign.
Shame we don't have the MRI.
Seems like a tumour. So, what do you suggest, Dr. Valentine?
May I? You, scissors and forceps. Now!
Dr. Valentine.
With one eye on the clock, Oliver starts to cut away the mass.
Kidney dish.
A word, please, Dr. Valentine.
Elliot takes Oliver aside.
What's my name?
Sorry?
It's a simple question.
I don't understand.
What's my name?
Elliot Hope.
And your name is Oliver Valentine?
Right.
What is the scrub nurse's name?
Helen something, isn't it?
So not you, then?
I didn't mean...
I don't know where this behaviour comes from. Perhaps these awards have gone to your head. You're better than that, Dr. Valentine.
Hang on, I was the one that requested the MRI. I was the one that spotted the lesion. What more do you want from me?
Nothing. You're done here.
Oliver rips off his blooded latex gloves and chucks them in a bin. His gown, surgical mask and scrub hat go the same way. Alice gets to her feet as he storms out of theatre, but he's gone before she can say anything, and she sits down again.
So, how did the charity sale go? Did you think I wouldn't notice the boxes in the staff room?
I'll get rid of them, OK? I promise.
Michael gives Sasha a sympathetic pat on the shoulder.
How does one make this dog's tail wag?
Canines respond best to discipline.
You see, I've lost you again.
I mean... By the risk of repeating myself, I think what he's trying to say is grow a pair, Levy.
Yeah, what she said.
Chantel joins Mark on a bench outside.
Then I'll be out of theatre shortly. Coming in. I didn't have a choice. I had to tell Mr. Griffin. How you feeling?
Did you want something?
No. Just to tell you that Finn will be out soon.
I took him to Berlin for his birthday last year. We went out to this really nice restaurant, ordered champagne and food, whatever. Thought it was the dogs. And then my card got rejected.
Money isn't everything.
It's not about the money. It's about people looking down on you.
You've got each other.
You've had a different family, different accent, came from a different area. You could have been a doctor.
I love being a nurse.
An anxious Sasha rubs the back of his neck as he tries to summon up the courage to enter the AAU office.
Sasha, what are you doing?
Well, as you so delightfully keep putting it, I'm preparing to grow a pair. I'm going to have a chat with Chrissy.
Oh, well, the son's just positively identified the body, so...
Oh. How was he?
All right.
Well, it's a chapter closed, I suppose, whatever way you look at it.
Yeah, for him maybe, but not for you.
What do you mean, not for me?
So it turns out Jean Summers actually did leave you everything. Her son's dropped off the only thing that can't be repossessed by the bank.
Go on.
Terry. Turns out he actually is the next of kin. In a roundabout kind of way. Come on.
Sasha follows Eddie to the main entrance, where someone's waiting with a huge Great Dane on a lead.
Terry.
Sasha's open-mouthed.
Chris is going to kill me.
Oliver trots down a flight of stairs in his DJ, passing Chantel and Mark on their way up.
Catch you up. Is there a lift out on Darwin too?
Yep.
You're off then?
Yes.
Guess what I learned to do today?
Can you just...
I'll give you three guesses.
Look, can you just get out of the way, please?
Sorry,
Chantel's left toying with a bandage. Sasha appears in the doorway of the AAU office.
You okay?
Busy.
He steps over the threshold.
Can I be honest with you?
I hate it when you say that. It makes me nervous.
I made a mistake with the pension. They're saying we can't get the money for another 5 years.
What? Why?
Apparently they've changed the terms. They said they notified me. I said they didn't. Bottom line is, at the moment, we can't get it.
Well, we look for another house. One we can afford.
No. I want the best for Daniel, OK? The best schools, the best education, and I want the best for us. The pension scheme won't release the money, but we can still buy the house.
How? We can't afford it.
I'm taking care of it.
Taking care of it, Sasha? This is not the Mafia.
Please, can you just trust me? I want you to be happy. I want us to be a family, and I've sorted it. Honestly, trust me.
OK. And you're sure that you want to do this?
Absolutely. 1,000,000%, yes.
Mark.
What happened?
You'll have to speak to Mr. Griffin.
Please.
It's called a incarcerated hiatus hernia.
What's that?
It's when the top of the stomach slips into the chest.
What causes it?
Obviously, stress isn't good.
Can I have a word, please?
Mark goes to join a furious-looking Rick.
You realise the consequences of your actions.
I'm sorry.
But that isn't good enough. When you swap those X-ray results, you not only put Flynn's health at risk, you compromise the other patient too. Do you understand that?
The names are on the X-ray film.
I beg your pardon?
The patient's names are on the X-ray film. Even though I swapped them, you should have noticed the names are wrong.
Your actions today were utterly reckless and could result in a criminal conviction. And I'm sure I don't have to explain to you that that would mean the end of your law career before it's even started. When you put your career and ambition above the health and care of my patient, your partner, that was callous and it was contemptible. And when he's awake, I'm going to make it my business to let him know just what kind of friend you are.
Rick glares at him, then turns and leaves. Mark's arrogance dissolves.
It's gonna be fine.
No. If you love somebody, you don't do that to them, do you? Tell him I'm sorry.
He heads off in tears. Oliver jumps out of a cab on the forecourt of a large hotel, pays the driver, then hurries up some steps into a plush conference suite. Composing himself, he smooths his hair as he crosses a bar area to where a burly bouncer's blocking a doorway.
Ticket.
That's all right, mate. I'm in the awards. I've been nominated.
No ticket, no entry.
Come on, mate. Look, that's my...
A small TV shows Jack accepting an award.
That's my award.
I'm delighted to be part of it. Winning Mentor of the Year is extremely humbling. Thank you very much.
Flynn doubles over in pain.
No, I need you to keep still for me.
Where's Mark?
He's gone.
Where?
Oh.
Gone where?
Please, don't do that. Don't do that.
Where is he?
Okay, just calm down.
What's going on?
He wants to see Mark.
I need to leave.
No, Flynn, you've just come out of a major operation. There's no way I can let you leave in your condition.
You've got no legal right to keep me here.
At the awards, Oliver's drowning his sorrows at the bar as Jack and the other guests come out of the ceremony.
Mentor of the Year Award.
Before you start, I didn't lie to you. But I did steal your cab.
Elliot kicked me out of theatre.
Why?
I was rude to a scrub nurse.
so it was never ours to win.
I don't know where you got the impression that it was a joint award in the first place.
The fact that I was invited, the fact that it was our joint research, the fact that you never said otherwise.
Well, those are all good points. How about the fact that I'm the consultant and you, the F2, were lucky to be involved in the research? You, 2 glasses of champagne. Now, come on. The great and the good of the surgical world are here. Let's mingle, network. That's what this is all about.
You know the last time I wore this?
Surprise me.
Our graduation ball. We were so happy. Finally, we were going to become doctors. 5 years at med school, and not once did I think of winning anything.
You know what? Let's not do this.
Congratulations on your award.
Oliver grabs a bottle of champagne from an ice bucket on his way out. Alice slips a card into an envelope and licks the flap.
My little brother. He's going to be in the Olympics.
She gets into a lift Flaky's just stepped out of. Spotting Chantel sitting on a bench seat, Flaky goes to join her.
This is a crappy Valentine's Day. Yep. Such a sweet couple. So weird.
So what, he just charged himself?
Yep.
I'm sorry, by the way, for being a bitch, saying you weren't good enough, because you are. Guess I was just jealous.
You know what we need?
Alcohol?
From a waste bin, Chantel retrieves a congratulations card she bought earlier.
Closure.
Sasha's playing poker with Luke in his camper van.
So, how did it go with Chris?
I laid down the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, in no uncertain terms, I told her what the deal was. See you. Flush.
Oh, well, you are the man. It's clearly not the poker man. Full house. Thank you.
And this man is off to live at Marlevis House, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. No more pork scratchings for you. No.
Come on now. How about it really go with Chris?
Let's just say there's life in the old dog yet. You see, nobody puts leaving in the corner. So, cheers.
They clink beer bottles.
Mr. Hope, wait. Please.
How was the ceremony?
Uneventful. I want to apologise.
No need.
Yes, there is. The way I behaved in theatre, the way I spoke to you, I took advantage of your good nature, and I'm sorry. I truly am.
Elliot accepts Oliver's apology with a pat on the arm, then shows him a slip of paper.
It's confirmed, then.
Rhabdomyosarcoma.
He's only 24.
Managed to cut away some of it, but it's in the heart proper now, so we can't remove it.
What now?
Palliative care is the best we can do at this stage. Cancer of the heart. It's extremely rare. But you spotted it. Or is that at least?
Mr. Hope, if you'd allow, I'd like to tell them myself.
Are you sure?
I feel like I should.
Elliot hands him a file, and Oliver goes to look through the window in the door of Peter's room, where Alice sits at her brother's bedside. Peter's eyes flicker open, and he stirs sleepily as his sister gently strokes his forehead. Undercover, hide away. Can you hear? The close bond between brother and sister appears to strike a chord with Oliver. Jack sits alone and ignored at the bar in the hotel. Her demeanour as chilled as the glass of champagne in her hand. Mark sits in a car, gulping back tears, his hands gripping the steering wheel tightly. Flynn drags his body across a floor. Wincing with pain, he lifts himself up into a sitting position against a wall as a nurse rushes to help him. Now, Oliver's sitting wearily in a corridor, holding the unopened bottle of champagne he brought from the hotel. Hansen approaches him.
Dr. Valentine, you're aware of the guidelines regarding the consumption of alcohol whilst on hospital grounds?
Turns out it was Miss Naylor that triumphed in the end. The award.
What award?
Earlier you were talking... Don't let us down, you said.
Well, anyone can win an award, Dr. Valentine. You see, I'm rather more interested in the debrief I've just had with Mr. Hope.
Right.
Now, your instincts were somewhat spot on, it seems. Rhabdomyosarcoma is about as rare as they come. Yes. I shall continue to keep a very close eye on your future, Dr. Valentine.
Oliver takes this in as Hansen departs, and he manages to raise a smile, partly of relief, partly of pride.